now. I hope my plane crashes today. I'm serious. I can't take this anymore. You guys are idiots.
Can I have your baseball cards? If something happens to you?
I threw them away. I'm an idiot. Matty T. Do we have a Matty T minute? Let's do it.
I guess I can throw something together here.
We're going to grab a drink. Shield said so.
Well, you know, at the movies right now, the latest installment in the Hunger Games series is still number one, and it will be this weekend also. That's because there's nothing really significant coming out. There's a new Reese Witherspoon movie out from the guy who directed the Dallas Buyers Club. It's called Wild, and if the whole AIDS thing was a little too heavy for you in Buyers Club, maybe this one will be a little more palatable for you. Wild is about a lady who goes on an 1,100-mile solo hike to recover from a recent tragedy. I mean, that sounds great. Unfortunately for Reese, I couldn't find the movie playing at any theaters around here, so that's not beating The Hunger Games. Now, there's another movie out that somehow has made it into theaters called The Pyramid. I watch a lot of TV and spend a lot of time online. A sad amount, really. And I haven't seen one ad or trailer for this thing. It's a horror movie, and that's horror with an H for scary, you know, and not like Pretty Woman. I wonder if they put these movies in theaters and don't advertise them so people will buy a ticket out of curiosity. You know, it really is becoming more and more enjoyable for me personally to just wait a month or two and pay to watch movies at home. Example, speaking of horror movies with an H, this week I bought a digital download of Tusk. That's the Kevin Smith movie that came out after a marijuana-fueled podcast he and his friends did one day. It seems like the movie was only in theaters for a week and in very limited release, but I enjoyed it more than most of the crap I've seen at the theaters this year. Now, I did think the ending was kind of tagged on and the concept is pretty twisted. The plot is that Justin Long gets kidnapped by a serial killer who then cuts him up and sews him back like a walrus. If Tusk is what Kevin Smith does on
a small...
Yeah.
Did you just spoiler alert me?
No, that's the plot of the movie. You can get that from the poster pretty much.
Yes, you did.
I never got that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I actually, if that's a spoiler, there's going to be a bigger spoiler. But you were never going to see this, were you?
I wanted to see it. I love Justin Long.
Well, here's the thing. If this is what Kevin Smith does on a small $3 million stoner project, I don't see how these movies that cost hundreds of millions make just suck so hard. First of all, Kevin Smith's a great writer. Some of the dialogue had me cracking up. Second, even though he didn't really publicize it, I guess this is a bit of a spoiler, Johnny Depp has a pretty big role in the movie. And surprising to say, in 2014, it actually made the movie better. I've been sick of Johnny Depp for a while, but his role in Tusk is pretty fantastic. He plays a French investigator hunting down the killer, which gives the movie a bit of a Pink Panther feel when he's on screen. It certainly felt more like the Pink Panther than whatever those movies that Steve Martin was in a few years back. Also, that Haley Joel Osment kid, he's in the movie too. You know, he's not
dead people?
No, he doesn't. He's not a bad actor, but I see why he hasn't been cast into many movies lately. That guy has a hell of a look to him. You know, God bless everyone for how weird or not weird they look. I think everyone is beautiful. It just sucks for him that he has such an odd look in a business where I hear that's something they focus on. Anyways, the real point I want to make is that unless you've got an experience, like something that's in 3D or lends itself to an IMAX screen, there's really no reason to go to theaters. I hear tell of one of the local theaters has recliners now. That's pretty cool. You know there is where there's also a recliner? In my den. You know what there's not? There's not people checking their phones every 5 minutes. There's also not a couple next to me who just came for the social experience. Some movies are so bad at the theaters, I can barely stay awake as it is for the whole movie. And a recliner, I just paid $20 for a 2-hour nap. Now, I was going to get my opinions on the new Terminator trailer, but there'll be plenty of time for that next week. So that's this week's Matty Timmer.
Thanks, well Matty. Take a time out, and Pat wants to tell you about something before we do. Quickly, Keith Lee Service Coming Live fan feedback. Josh and Pine Bluff, nice visit with the mayor, gentlemen. I had Tim Floyd's wife's tickets at a Tim Floyd-era Bulls game in Chicago. Aside from the palpable sense of everyone in the building missing MJ and Scotty, I had three very clear memories. Marcus Fizer has enormous calves. Ron Mercer had a little game, and Freud.